Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. You know, when you run into somebody and you're talking with people or sitting down with somebody and somebody asks you a question, why is this little girl sick? And you say, well, you know, it could be, since it's a young person, it could be because of mother's or dad's sin. If they blow up and say, you know, that's crazy, I don't believe that. Well, take them to one or two places in the Word and show it to them. I don't believe that. Well, so I ain't got time to mess with you. And if God said it and you don't believe it, then I ain't got time to talk to you. You know, I ain't going to sit there and just talk with you for hours, wasting my time trying to convince you that if God said it, He means what He says. You know, if you don't get it and once or twice through, if you're going to say, well, I've been to church all my life, like this one girl. I mean, we had a woman here, well, I say a girl, she's a young woman, but I taught on wives from the Scripture. Wives, you must submit to your husband in all things. Now, is that written? I'll ask a woman.
Yes,
is that written?
Absolutely.
God said that, didn't He?
He sure did.
In other words, that ain't Thurman Scribner saying that.
No, sir.
That's God. God says, wives, submit to your husbands in all things. Well, this woman, you know, she has contacted me several times. She said, you know, I don't believe that. I've been in church. I've been in a big church all my life, and I've never heard my pastor preach on that, and so it can't be real. I don't have to submit to my husband. I said, well, honey, it's written in the book. It's written in the book that you have to submit your... And all things, she said, well, now, if my husband were to ask me to do something that wasn't godly, I don't have to obey him. Well, I wrote back and told her, I said, well, I'm going to ask you to look this up. But I said, there was two different times that Sarah was told by her husband to go to another man's house. I said, and live with him. Now, I said, if your husband told you to go to another man's house, would you obey? No. I said, well, Sarah did. And I said, in both cases, one of the cases, when she submitted to her husband, he told her, said, go. I said, that man, he's a king of the nation, and he finds that he knows you're a beautiful woman, and if he finds that you're my wife, he's going to kill me so he can have you. So see, now Abraham wasn't trusting God. See, that's unfortunate when you got a man, but the wife, she did trust God whenever Abraham said, you go with him and tell him you're my sister. Well, that was a part of a truth because they were half sister and brother. So Sarah went to this man's house, and that night when this man is going to put her in bed and have sex with her, the minute he started to do this, the Lord spoke to him and said, you touch that woman sexually, you're a dead man. Ooh, the king heard that voice. He jumped up. He got her and took her. He says, is this woman your wife? He said, well, yes. He said, why didn't you tell me? He said, well, because I was afraid you would kill me. He said, I almost went to bed with your wife, and the Lord spoke to me and told me, if I touch her, I'm dead. Now, if you obey God, will God take care of you?
Yes.
Sure, He'll take care of you. And that happened twice. Now, did Sarah submit to her husband, even calling him Lord? Was God pleased with Sarah in everything she did, according to the Scriptures? So, if God says, wives, submit to your husbands in all things, what do you think He means? Wives, submit to your husbands in all things. I don't know how to change that. Do you, Terry? If God said it, hey, you only got one alternative. Obey, right? God's got a plan. And so anyway, you know, God's the one said all these things. And of course, you know, if we don't do what He says, you know, that woman that's totally against God's word, that will not submit to her husband, she's going to have a problem if she tries to pray for anybody, getting a prayer answered. You know that? She's going to have a real problem because God ain't going to hear it. She's in rebellion and He's not going to answer her prayer. So she's going to have sick kids, right? Yeah, I guarantee she's going to have sick children. Spend your time and energy in training yourself for spiritual fitness. How do you train yourself for spiritual fitness? Oh, that's the only way, isn't it, Tom? You got to read the Word. You got to read it and study it. I mean, so how much should you train yourself? Do you think going to the gym once a week for 10 minutes could really make me that... You think I could get like my son with them big arms and muscles? And I mean, I could run 10 miles by going to the gym 10 minutes a week?
No.
He didn't get there like that either, did he?
No.
No. He spends hours and days of working. I can remember when he was a kid, you know, when he told me, he said, Daddy, I want to be a Dallas Cowboy when I grow up. I said, well, son, you and 5 million other kids. He said, but I'm serious, Dad. What do I need to do? I said, well, you'd have to start working out right now. He wasn't but 7 or 8 or 10 years old. I said, you'd have to start working out right now. I said, you'd have to start lifting weights, running and exercising. I said, you're just a little skinny kid. I'm going to do it, Dad. I thought, okay, sure you go. So he said, Dad, I want a set of weights. I told Mama, I said, okay, go to a garage sale. Buy him a little set of weights. This is a fad. It'll all be over in a few weeks. He'll get those little weights. I ain't going to spend $500 or $600 for a set of weights. Bring them home and he lift them 3 or 4 times and find out this is not what I want to do. Because that's something I ain't going to do. You know, I don't need them. I'll tell you for sure. So I said, buy him a little set of weights. Well, she did. Found him a little set of weights for a few bucks, and he brought it home. Man, he worked out every day with them. Ooh, I mean, he's working. He never give up. And then when he one day said, Dad, I need some bigger weights. I'm getting stronger. I told his mom, I said, okay, and, you know, go buy. And I said, looks like it ain't going to pass. Looks like the fad's going to last. So I said, okay, go buy him a good set of weights. So she did. And let me tell you, he's now in his mid-30s, and it has never gone away. That's what he does for a living. You know, he runs a gym. He owns his own gym. And he has people built. He trains people, everything. But, man, he's got arms on him. My Lord, I couldn't even tell you how big they are, and his legs. And the other day I was out here on the road. I stopped passed him, and he's running on the road. I said, son, I know you don't want to ride. I said, but what are you doing? He said, I got to run a 10-mile run this Saturday for a bunch. So he said, I'm getting out there making sure I can run 12 miles every day so I can run that 10 miles next week. I thought, 12 miles. Oh, Lord. And you want to train yourself spiritually to be a powerful man of God, and you want to be in the Word on Sunday morning and Sunday school for 45 minutes, and that's going to do it? That ain't going to do it, is it? No. That's a good place to start, isn't it? Sunday morning, 45 minutes in a Sunday school class, then go home, read a couple hours, and then Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, a couple hours or 3 hours or whatever, and then start quoting everything you've learned over and over, and that's a good place to start. Spiritual exercise, isn't it, Tom? Then it says, physical exercise has some value. Yeah, you shouldn't just sit around and do nothing. The guy that sits around with his feet kicked up, with his soda pop beside him here, with his clicker watching TV, if he's not careful, first thing you know, he's got another pant size, then another pant size, and then another pant size. Because that's the way we are. Now, you look at the American population today, half of us are not overweight. Half of the American population is obese. I mean, grossly overweight. Y'all know where I'm coming from? I mean, they're not just an overweight guy is a guy that's 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 pounds overweight. When a man that's supposed to weigh 180 pounds like me weighs 250 to 350 to 400 pounds, he's obese. And they're everywhere out there. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. When I do happen to go down to DFW Airport, the number of people I see that's this big, I just think, how can they get around? I feel so sorry for them. I pray for them because I know you can't carry 100 pounds extra. I think if I put an 80-pound bag or a 94-pound bag of cement over my shoulder and I carry it, I can't carry it very far until I got to put it down and rest. I think if I had to carry 100 pounds extra all day long, Eric, how tired would I be? Very tired. You know, and what else would wear out quicker? Everything. My heart, my arms, my legs, my knees, my hips, everything, carrying all that extra weight. God didn't design your body to be that big. He designed you to physical exercise a little and exercise what you put in your mouth so you don't become obese. But does that help you very much in the world? Not really. It helps you, but not much. What is it that really helps? Spend your time and energy training yourself for what? Spiritual fitness. Be in the Word. So that when somebody says, you know, I need you to talk to me about the Word of God. You know, it's not any problem at all for me as a rule. I can usually go somewhere and I've done this. The longest I ever done this was a full 8-hour day. 8 hours teaching God's Word with not an outline in my hand, quoting scriptures and teaching people about sickness and disease and healing for 8 hours without even opening a Bible. That's a lot of scripture hidden in there somewhere, isn't it? But what did God say? Hide the word in your heart. Abide in me. And then you can ask for what? And that's what he meant, wasn't it? Well, does he show favoritism? No. I mean, he treats every one of us exactly the same, doesn't he? Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important. For it promises a reward in both this life and the next. It promises good health. It promises salvation. It promises good health and prosperity on this earth now. Numbers a life abundant on this earth if you'll obey him. And then to think of the crowns you'll get in eternity if you're producing fruit for the kingdom of God. Now, some people say, I'm a Christian. You go to church? Well, sometimes. Then my question would be, do you produce any fruit for the kingdom? I mean, I think back of my life. I got saved, you know, at 11. And did I win anybody to Jesus? No. You know, and did I become a deacon in a church and a Sunday school teacher? Yeah. Was I producing much fruit? Not much. Had I ever led anybody to Jesus? No, never. I wasn't producing a lot of fruit. A little, but not much. Now then, if you went out there and you had a vine, a grapevine, and you went out there every year and that thing had great big old long clusters of grapes on it this long, would you really take good care of that vine? But what if you went out there and it had one little bitty tiny thing here with two little tiny shriveled up grapes on it? Well, the next year you might fertilize it and irrigate it and all your water, all this kind of stuff. And so this year, if you've done all that stuff, it's got two little shriveled up branches on it with three little shriveled up grapes on each one. If that happens 2 years in a row, what are you going to do with that grapevine? What are you going to do with those? Cut that sucker down, throw it away. It ain't no good. But if you got one that baby is producing, I mean, abundance, you got to carry your little wagon out there to pick off. And that's the way my granddad used to be. He had those kind of grape vineyards. My cousin and I, we'd take our little wagon out there. We'd pull them great big old gray grape deals off them. But, ooh, them things is good. My goodness gracious alive, that was good.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Spiritual Fitness is Much More Important, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.